two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour is today's funeral for the Haney family in Grantsville.
The shootings in Grantsville.
A father speaks ahead of the funeral for his murdered wife and children.
We appreciate all who have been so generous.
KS on News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with an in-depth report. Mary?
Amanda, the viewing is at 10 a.m. this morning, then the funeral is today at noon at the Grantsville Stake Center. Afterward, the mother and three Haney children will be buried in the Grantsville City Cemetery. Colin Haney says the outpouring of support from the community has been overwhelming.
The outpouring of love and support has been overwhelming. At first, this seemed to be a family tragedy, but as time has gone on, it's become very clear that it's affected far more than my family or even the local community. And we appreciate all who have been so generous in giving time and help and resources in making this difficult time less difficult for us.
16-year-old C.J. Haney was charged with murder as an adult. He should be in court on Monday for his first court appearance. Their stake president says the shootings may never be completely understood. But right now, the road to that stake center and around their home is covered with yellow ribbons. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A Sandy lawmaker is planning to introduce legislation that would conduct mental health screenings of students in Utah public schools. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with that story. John?
Yeah, Tim, the argument coming from Republican Representative Steve Eagleson is that schools have been offering vision and hearing screening for decades in order to notify parents of any problems and refer them the resources. He says since suicide is a leading cause of deaths among kids and symptoms of mental illnesses sometimes manifest early on, it only makes sense to implement screenings that could potentially save lives. Now, the bill has not yet been released to the public, but the proposal would require the Utah State Board of Education and also the State Division of Substance Abuse and Mental Health to select the screening tool to be administered annually. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The body of a 19-year-old Utah Marine who died in a car crash in California returns home today. Lance Corporal Matthew Adams' body will arrive at the Salt Lake Airport and then receive a dignified transfer to Orem. The funeral will be next Saturday at 11 a.m.
A miraculous rescue after three boys fell through the ice on Utah Lake. Austin says they were out walking on the ice when it started to crack.
He just sunk in. Like, all I saw was him just sinking, and then right after he sunk in, Carson sunk in.
The boys were able to swim to the dock, but were too tired to pull themselves out. They were pulled out by a man and woman. The boys say were not there when they walked out on the ice. The boys and their families say they have no idea who that man and woman are.
House managers conclude opening arguments today in the Senate. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, today, House impeachment managers wrap up their opening arguments in the trial of President Trump in the Senate. Then the president's attorneys, they begin tomorrow in a shortened session. Democrat Senator John Tester tells CNN he's still calling for witnesses and new evidence.
Not because the House's case is weak. I think it's very compelling. But because I think it would help us in our decision-making.
That will be voted on likely sometime next week. The State Department issuing a travel warning to China as the number of deaths and illnesses from coronavirus increases. But the World Health Organization says it's too soon to declare it an international emergency.
Because of limited number of cases abroad.
There's one confirmed case in the U.S. with two others suspected. A coalition of health insurance companies have pledged $55 million to lower prescription medicine costs. The Blue Cross Blue Shield Association says they'll offer subsidies for certain drugs made by a manufacturer of generic medications. And the U.S. has denied an extradition request from Britain for the wife of an American diplomat accused of running over a teenager, killing him. The father saying,
"How can you just be like that? Just get on a plane and go."
The State Department says Anne Sekulis has diplomatic immunity, but Britain says that does not extend to the charge of murder. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The Utah unemployment summary was released over the past hour, and we are in record-setting territory. Assistant Deputy Director with the Department of Workforce Services, Nate McDonald, joined us and broke the numbers down here on Utah's Morning News.
Well, you know, just when we think that it can't get any lower, it does. Our unemployment rate is at 2.3%, and this is Utah's lowest recorded unemployment rate.
McDonald says these numbers are great for people looking for jobs. The hottest jobs in the state right now are in education, health services, and construction.
Several popular hiking trails at Zion National Park may remain closed indefinitely, even though it has been months since a massive rock slide. Geologists recently finished their investigation of the site, and they say the slide was more like a small rock avalanche. Three people were injured and several others stranded last August. It closed Weeping Rock Trail, Hidden Canyon Trail, and Observation Point Trail.
Coming up on KSL, researchers say they found out what a mummy sounds like, if a mummy was really able to talk.
And Triple Team traffic.
Just a little bit of slowdowns northbound I-15 between Draper and Sandy, and southbound approaching downtown in the Rose Park area, but that's getting better. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:05.
We're all news. All morning.
Utah County led the state in growth.
Mainly from people moving in.
Then it's Dave and Debbie at 9. Boyd Matheson at 11. And now, Lee Lunsberry at 12:30 on KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Hi, I'm Carolyn Spencer-Brown, Chief Content Officer of Cruise Media and former Editor-in-Chief of Cruise Critic. One of my favorite places in the world to go is Alaska. It is such an amazing, vast, and untouched wilderness. And because there is so much to see, you really want to take a cruise there. I love both the Holland America Line and Princess Cruises because they have the most itineraries going to Glacier Bay, where you can sail right up to these giant, awe-inspiring glaciers and watch them crack off and land in the water with this thundering boom. It's the most incredible experience. And for land travel, they have a glass dome train that lets you see everything. You get off your cruise, it's seamless, you transfer onto this beautiful train, and you take a ride to Denali National Park, where you can stay at their exclusive lodges. And because Holland America Line and Princess Cruises own and operate their ships, lodges, and trains, everything is easy and effortless as they take care of every little detail. So if you're planning on going to Alaska, you really want to go this year. And you definitely want to go with the Alaska experts, Holland America Line or Princess Cruises. Explore more at goalaskanow.com.
Wouldn't it be nice if you needed to get an MRI, you could do it without an appointment? And wouldn't it be nice if you could learn the results of your MRI right then and there instead of waiting for your doctor to get back to you because he's waiting on someone else? And wouldn't it be nice if you could do this without an order or referral from your doctor, let alone pre-authorization from your insurance company? Well, you can. They're called TaylorMed MRI. At TaylorMed MRI, your appointment is as easy as MRIFast.com. Just get online and schedule it. MRIFast.com. TaylorMed MRI in Linden is incredibly affordable, as low as $399, and you can even use your HSA account. When it comes to your health, get proactive, get involved, and get your MRI and your results the same day. Sometimes just knowing makes all the difference. Don't wait for the pain to go away. Get on it. After all, who cares more about you than you? Schedule your TaylorMed MRI in Linden today at MRIFast.com. MRIFast.com.
Keeping an eye on all things impeachment in Washington as the House managers have their final day in presenting their case. Tomorrow, it is the president's team's turn, going on the offensive for the first time.
A Midvale man is under arrest on suspicion of selling fraudulent gold bars. Details from KSL News Radio's Don Brinkerhoff.
Investigators were alerted when a man told them he was buying one-ounce gold bars for $1,000. That's about $500 below their value. Police set up a meeting with Sean Golding, who reportedly told them that the bars he was selling were only gold-plated, but that he didn't know the bars he had sold before were also fakes. The Daily Herald reports Golding was arrested on suspicion of second-degree felony communications fraud and a warrant for speeding. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Well, we now have an estimate of what a mummy sounds like thanks to modern research. Yes, I said mummy. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
Scientists at the University of London used a 3D printer to copy the vocal tract of the mummy of an Egyptian priest who lived 3,000 years ago. They were able to reproduce a single sound. Here it is. It kind of sounds like the priest is rather unimpressed with the whole thing. Or if you could suddenly wake up groggy after sleeping 3,000 years, maybe you'd have the same reaction. What, can't you hit the snooze button for another half a millennia? Or where's my toothbrush? And what's with the body-sized tourniquet? Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Would be uncomfortable, actually. It's 8:09. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Andy Farnsworth, take us away.
All right, I-15 had the delays we had in Draper and Sandy have cleared out as quickly as they showed up. Still have some Bangor delays approaching I-15 from the Riverton-Bluffdale side. Bangor itself backed up approaching the 104th. And then really not again all the rest of the way to the 21st South Freeway. So earlier slowdowns in West Valley have cleared out. Eric?
Got a little bit of southbound congestion in Utah County now approaching 1600 North in Orem. Have a crash also on the northbound side in Provo. This is just past the Center Street exit, but that was moved over to the left shoulder. It's not really causing any delays. And on the northbound side, you got 20 minutes from University Avenue to the point of the mountain. That's normal. Jason?
Well, what a difference a day makes. Yesterday was all crashes and delays everywhere. Now we're not seeing any problems at all. Southbound I-15, all the slowing that was in the Rose Park area has cleared out, and it's a free fly from Ogden all the way down into the Salt Lake Valley. Legacy 89 and the West Side Belt all moving along at regular speeds. No accidents on the side streets either. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's check that forecast, Grant.
A lot of clouds out there to start off our day, and then another storm comes in, moves pretty quickly here, brings in mainly rain showers for the valleys this afternoon. There could be some snow mix in there as well. High temperatures at 45 and then partly cloudy up to 46 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
35 downtown.
Senator Mike Lee joins us live next to talk about the second day of arguments from the House managers. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for riding along this morning with Utah's news station.
Bedrock Quartz, shaping nature's stone to beautify your home. You know the kitchen is the heart of your home, so 2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit Bedrock Quartz to see 50 new countertop colors for your remodel.
My name's Doug Jessup. I'm with Sage Homes. We use Bedrock Quartz for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons that we use Bedrock Quartz is for their fabrication. I was very impressed with the quality, and we've been using Bedrock ever since, and it's been fantastic.
Visit one of our four Utah showrooms in West Jordan, Pleasant Grove, Layton, and St. George to see all the new colors.
When you're designing your new home, countertops are probably one of the biggest aspects of that home. You know, they're a statement.
And many of last year's best colors are still on sale through the end of the month.
Kitchen is absolutely the main focal point of a home. And that's why we feel it's so important that you do have the right countertop in the kitchen. We certainly feel like we get that from Bedrock Quartz.
2020 is the year to upgrade your kitchen and bath. Visit bedrockquartz.com.
She's coming to Salt Lake City, Amy Grant. An evening with Amy Grant. Thursday, April 9th at the Capitol Theater in Salt Lake City. Tickets are on sale this Friday, January 24th at all ArtTix locations and online at saltlakecountyarts.org. A night of inspiration, stories, songs, and more with Amy Grant. Produced by Live Nation.
Hi, this is Mike Terry, General Manager of Ken Garf Hyundai Southtown. This month, come visit us and receive 0% for 60 months on the new stylish 2020 Hyundai Elantra. Drive away confidently with Hyundai Assurance and America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty on all new Hyundais. Visit KenGarfHyundai.com. Ken Garf Hyundai Southtown, we hear you. Offer valid through February 3rd, 2020. OACC dealer for details.
I do think that, bar none, by far the best customer experience I had by visiting a ton of local jewelers. This was by far the best experience for me.
That means a lot to us at Diamonds Direct, coming from the grandson of one of Salt Lake City's historical jewelers. But before shopping at Diamonds Direct, Dan exhausted all his local options.
So we called in some family connections and weren't too impressed with the prices, and so we started shopping online, and we found some pretty good prices online, good quality diamonds, and I figured that would be the best price I could get.
Until he discovered Diamonds Direct's huge selection at prices that were even better than those he saw online.
Really enjoyed the experience. I just had a blast looking at all these different diamonds. My grandma grew up with her dad owning a jewelry store, and so she knows quite a bit about diamonds, and they've been very impressed with this diamond.
Well done, Dan. We think your grandfather would be proud. Diamonds Direct, where Utah gets engaged. 6400 South, across the street from Fashion Place Mall.
We have enjoyed sharing stories and emotions with our texters each and every morning, and if you can reach out to us safely, we always encourage you to join the conversation on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line, the number 57500.
Senator Mike Lee joins us in a moment, but first, the top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. In a matter of hours, the House impeachment managers take the floor for day three of their opening statements, trying to convince senators the president abused his power and obstructed Congress. ABC's Mary Bruce is on Capitol Hill.
Democrats now have 8 hours left on the clock. Then tomorrow, it will be the Trump team's turn. They will then have 3 days total to make their case and respond. But sources tell us that they may opt for a shorter session on Saturday so they can make the bulk of their argument next week when more people are likely to be tuning in.
President Trump tweeting this morning about a possible Saturday session, calling it unfair and, quote, Death Valley in TV.
The Democratic managers in the presidential impeachment trial have one more day to make their argument in the Senate before that time shifts over to the president's team.
Joining us live from Washington's Utah, Senator Mike Lee. Thank you for your time this morning, Senator.
Good morning.
What did you think of the argument made yesterday that it doesn't have to be a crime, an article of impeachment doesn't have to be a crime? They played some clips from Alan Dershowitz and Senator Lindsey Graham from years ago, where they argued in those clips that an article of impeachment doesn't have to be a crime, that an abuse of the office or an abuse of power is sufficient. What do you think about that?
In the past, we've had judges subject to impeachment and removal based on things that weren't necessarily a crime. So that debate was about whether that same principle could be carried over into the context of a president, and I think there are some decent arguments on both sides. For me, it doesn't matter in this case because they haven't alleged anything even remotely significant enough to warrant the removal of a president of the United States. One of the reasons why it's different here, one of the reasons why I think you could argue that it's different in the case of a president is that a president is subject to a four-year term and election by the people. A judge isn't, and that does have to be taken into account.
Isn't the fear also that if we continue to lower the bar for impeachable offenses, it opens it up for the weaponization of impeachment when a majority in the House doesn't agree with the opposing party's president?
That's exactly right, and I believe that's exactly what has happened here. It's one of the reasons why it starts to feel kind of weird. You sort of start to feel like you're in a re-education camp when you hear the same lines repeated over and over again all day long by people in the House of Representatives who had themselves been promising and threatening to bring impeachment articles against this president before he even took office, and then later for 2 years after that, before they even had a majority in the House of Representatives. It causes some of their arguments to fall flat, and the arguments themselves are weak.
So that's the response when they say, if this is not impeachable, nothing is impeachable, because they can't charge him with a crime while he's sitting in office. And so is that the response to their argument when they say that then, Senator?
No, it's not that they can't charge him with a crime through an impeachment charge. I mean, it doesn't carry the same impact as a criminal charge because it's there for the purpose of impeachment and removal. But they could certainly use the commission of a crime as the basis for impeaching a president. The question there is whether it has to be independently a crime. Here, I don't think it's material. Here, I don't think it matters. I don't think we even have to reach that question because what they have alleged, while it's something that they concede is not a crime, also doesn't warrant the extraordinary step of removing a current president from office. Now, keep in mind, that's not all of what they want to do here. They don't just want to remove him from his current few months remaining in office. What they want to do is to remove him from the ballot in 2020, thus taking away the choice from the American voter to decide they want him as their president. That's extraordinary, and that's one of the reasons why I find their argument so deficient.
The president's team will get their first chance to really go on the offensive tomorrow, and not, I was thinking not just in this impeachment process, but really going back 2 years to the beginnings of the Mueller investigation. They have not had the chance as an attorney team to come out and be on the offensive, so I'm curious what you expect tomorrow.
That's right. They haven't had that chance, and they're going to get that chance starting tomorrow, and I, for one, am looking forward to it. Look, there are some cases in which the more evidence you hear, the more arguments you hear, you feel maybe more conflicted, and you feel like it's not clear what the right answer is. This is not one of those cases. After only having heard the arguments by the House prosecutors so far, I have the undeniable conviction that this is a bad prosecution. I wasn't a fan of this prosecution going into it, but I am far less persuaded than ever that they have any good claim here. What this is the deep state railing against a president with whom they disagree. These are career civil servants, for the most part, who are supremely annoyed at the fact that this president had the audacity to have an opinion that was inconsistent with theirs. This is a public policy dispute masquerading as a charge of high crimes and misdemeanors, and that's wrong. The House managers and those who voted for this in the House should be ashamed of themselves.
So is it correct for me to say that you don't believe the president did anything wrong here, Senator?
He has done nothing even remotely worthy of impeachment and removal. And I think deep down, they know it, and to the extent they don't know it, there's something terribly wrong with their ability to gauge and respect the will of the American voter.
Senator Lee, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And we'll continue to monitor this. Next week, as we said, tomorrow or next week will be all about how the president's team now is defending him. And it's interesting that their first day of argument happens on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It sounds like they will not take their full 8 hours on Saturday because they think the audience may be smaller with many people doing their weekend activities. And so they will reserve some of that time for Monday, Tuesday of next week. And we'll follow it for you here on Utah's Morning News.
8:19 or just a little bit past. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, still looking good as you drive around the Salt Lake Valley on the freeways. Haven't had any delays for a while in Salt Lake County. For those of you going on some of the main city streets, Redwood earlier backups gone through West Jordan, but they're starting to appear near the 21st South Freeway. Out of Tooele County, SR-36 looks good the whole way to I-80. Eric?
Going out to Park City, I-80 looks good up to Parley Summit. You got dry roads out to the Kimball Junction exit as well. SR-224 southbound to approaching Canyons, that's getting a little bit busy, and it's got your usual construction delays for westbound traffic on Kearns Boulevard from US 40 over into the center of town. Jason?
It's a drama-free commute to southbound I-15 through Weber and Davis County, 70-plus miles an hour, all the way from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. And regular speeds greet you on all the other roads that you would travel through Ogden and Weber Davis counties as well. Start your new year off fresh with a zero-res carpet cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet clean for just $89.95 online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got a mixed bag in your 7-day forecast. Here's Grant.
A lot of clouds out there today. 45 is the high with rain and snow showers this afternoon. Tomorrow, partly cloudy up to 46. And then another round of rain and snow showers for Sunday afternoon. It's warmer, though, that day up to 47. Partly cloudy skies Monday after some showers ending early. The high that day, a little cooler, 42. A lot of clouds on Tuesday, 41. Clouds on Wednesday, also 41 and 42 on Thursday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 35 downtown.
Two names, two wins, $1,000 in gas money today. And thanks to our friends at Maverick Adventures First Stop and KSL News Radio. Just go to our website at kslnewsradio.com and register to win.
My daughter Bailey was only 17 when she was killed by a distracted driver. People must realize we hold each other's lives in our hands when we're behind the wheel. There's nothing else like it. When could our attention possibly matter more but when we have the power to save lives or to lose them? And the difference is only seconds, and the consequences, a lifetime.
A message from Zero Fatalities.
Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Cashback Visa card from Cypress Credit Union. Plus, when you open a new card, you'll pay 0% interest on all purchases and balance transfers for 6 months. To learn more, visit cypresscu.com or stop by a branch today.
Cypress Credit Union. Your future is our future.
It's morning. Just like any other morning, you get out of the shower and dry and do your hair, then painstakingly apply your makeup. You get dressed, you're about ready to go. One more time you look in the mirror. You stare at your face, down to your shoes, back up again. You smile, and then, just like every day, you tell yourself, I've got to do something about my smile.
But then you think about the money involved. You shrug your shoulders and put the thought off until you do it all over again the next morning. Well, don't put it off any longer. Grandpa's Dental is personal dental care for your entire family, and that includes your smile. Nothing cookie cutter, no one-size-fits-all cosmetic dentistry. With Grandpa's Dental, you know they care about your budget as well. Choose a full mouth restoration and save up to $5,000.
Digital porcelain crowns start at $3.99, implants for as low as $12.99 each, and you get the crown for free. Or even an upper and lower denture starting at $3.79. So don't shrug off your smile any longer. Visit GrandpasDental.com. GrandpasDental.com.
New York City bans has a ban on cash. Bans a ban? Let's see what Sean Michael Lyle's going to sort it out for us anyway at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Yeah, Tim, they're banning a ban. You know, Vivint Smart Home Arena just went cashless, but don't expect the NBA arenas in New York to do the same. The New York City Council just voted 43-3 to ban cashless businesses. Philadelphia already passed a cashless ban where Councilman William Greenlee says a lot of poor people don't have the credit to go cashless.
Telling people who do not have the ability to have credit that you can't buy a basic product is not treating people fairly.
Businesses in New York that refuse cash will face a fine of $1,500. No word on whether the city will accept fine payments in cash or credit. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU, love where you bank. Bud Light is entering the esports landscape as it becomes the official beer partner for the League of Legends Championship Series as part of a multi-year deal. The beer will be served at the LCS Arena and their events and will sponsor official viewing parties and post-game shows.
KSL Drives, Uber has signed an agreement with Nissan to provide a fleet of 2,000 Leaf hatchbacks for its UK drivers. The deal comes as the rideshare company appeals a ban from them operating in London.
Sonos CEO is apologizing for a confusing statement about their older speakers. CEO Patrick Spence says they will deliver updates to all their products, quote, for as long as possible. But devices from 2006 to 2015 are still slated to be phased out. This kills me. 2006 to 2015 are too old. Sonos customers are being offered a 30% discount if they recycle their old speakers.
If that's true, what's up with us, right?
Yeah.
We've got a mixed bag on the markets, which is surprising. In that first hour, we were up over 100 points. The Dow now still in the positive territory, but only up 25. The S&P going the other way, down 4 points this hour. The NASDAQ is up, but only 8 points.
I just saw a headline that said oil prices are going to fall over the coronavirus concerns. And right now, oil is down 92 cents. We're at $54.70 a barrel.
By the way, I noticed, too, that Disney has announced they are closing Shanghai Disneyland over concerns of the coronavirus. Imagine if you had planned the trip of a lifetime to go to Shanghai right now with your family, and you're on your way, and what are you going to do when you get there?
Protection, though. It is
important. The right thing to do, for sure. We'll speaking of the right thing to do, we'll check your traffic and weather together when we come back.
Depression, anxiety, PTSD, chronic pain, OCD, and other mental health conditions. Seems like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't seem to work. Imagine what it would be like to have relief from these afflictions. Psychological and neurologic conditions are some of the most misunderstood and yet overtreated conditions the public has ever experienced. There is hope. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment path. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the lifelong answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. It stimulates neuron growth and helps brain cells communicate better with each other. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Visit ResetUtah.com for more information and call today. The consultation is free and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
So much is happening around the country.
The TSA is apologizing for an embarrassing incident.
Breaking news of the day, the impeachment proceedings.
11 U.S. service members airlifted out of Iraq.
Looks like we're in store for another good day on the markets.
Dial into ABC Updates on KSL every 30 minutes for the very latest breaking ABC News. 15 and 45 minutes after the hour. Mornings and afternoons on KSL News Radio. Utah's news station.
829. Let's get that peek at Triple Team traffic here. Brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Doesn't matter what happens today, Andy. It's a whole lot better than it was yesterday about this time.
Boy, that's the truth. Especially if you're going south through the Salt Lake Valley. Both directions of I-15, actually between Draper and Salt Lake City, are rolling along right now. In fact, I'm just struggling to find anything that really approaches delay. Even 4700 South, which was backed up between Bangor and 215 a little bit earlier this morning, is back to just normal traffic flow east across Taylorsville. Eric?
Cleanup continues for a northbound crash on I-15 Utah County. This is just past the Center Street exit, and several cars involved with this, but they're all pulled over onto the left shoulder, and there is a lot of room there, so it's not really causing any delays. You've got good movement from Provo to Point of the Mountain, and as far as Redwood Road, that's also in good shape going up to the county line. Jason?
I'm thinking there was a holiday that none of us figured out, and they didn't mention it to us. That's why the roads are so clean, because Davis County, no problems at all. Southbound I-15, 70-plus miles an hour. Ogden to Salt Lake City, no problems on the side streets either. You're just going to be enjoying a very nice commute if you're traveling around this morning. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's take a look at that forecast for today. Back over to you, Grant.
Got another storm moving in, but this one gets here into the afternoon hours. Pretty quiet out there this morning. A lot of clouds to start off the day. Partly cloudy, we're mostly cloudy, 45, and then the rain and snow showers into the afternoon. Little accumulation, and then partly cloudy up to 46 for tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It is 35 degrees.
And we have great traffic everywhere, including going past crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The Utah Tax Debate. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News on KSL News Radio.
A new poll shows voters most likely would have passed the referendum drive to overturn tax reform.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
57% of Utahns said they support the referendum effort, while 35% were opposed. This Dan Jones and Associates poll, obtained by Utah Policy, was done the second week of January, and the referendum drive organizers believe they had enough signatures to get it on the ballot. This poll suggests it could have passed in November. Yesterday, the governor and legislative leaders announced they will repeal the bill when the session starts. They told us it was a complicated situation, but they'll push pause and reset for now. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Utah motorcyclists are asking the government to rev up the ban on drivers using handheld cell phones. Here's KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
The movement comes after a record 48 riders died on state highways last year. Many bikers say they're constantly worried about the person next to them either talking or texting on the phone. In their mind, the next step should be the passage of House Bill 101, sponsored by Representative Carol Moss. That piece of legislation would allow direct citations for talking on the phone, rather than relying on another moving violation to first take place. In an effort to ensure its passage, Moss has changed the bill to reduce penalties, meaning a first offense would simply be an infraction rather than a Class C misdemeanor. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
A miraculous rescue for three boys who fell through the ice on Utah Lake. KSL-TV's Brittany Tate reports the boys were able to swim to the dock when they were pulled out by a man and a woman.
These boys tell me that there was no one at Pelican Bay in Saratoga Springs when they decided to walk out onto the ice. Parents tell me that after these boys did everything that they could to make it to the shore, they were exhausted and they were not able to pull themselves up on the high dock. They are calling these unknown Good Samaritans heaven sent.
Brittany says the boys were out walking on the ice, but as they got farther from shore, the ice started to crack and they fell in.
There was another incident. Fire crews pulled a man and his dog from Bountiful Pond. The man was riding his bike around the pond when he says the dog ran out on the ice while chasing a bird. When the dog got stuck, the man went to save it. His wife, Raquel Stetler, then got a phone call.
When they called me, they said that he was okay, so they had to come and see what happened.
Officials treated both the man and the dog for some minor injuries and possible hypothermia. They are both expected to be okay.
House managers enter day three of opening arguments today. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, Democrats wrap up opening arguments today in the impeachment trial of President Trump. House manager Val Demming tells CNN this morning,
"No one is above the law, up to and including the President of the United States."
But the president's lawyers will argue starting tomorrow that neither article of impeachment, even if true, is a violation of any law. Six people are dead after a mass shooting in Rot am See in southwest Germany. Police say a man opened fire in the town center on members of his own family. That suspect now in custody. The World Health Organization saying China's coronavirus outbreak is not yet an international emergency. Six countries have reported cases, including the U.S. This nurse in Seattle says,
having the very first patient in our hospital, it is a little, you know, scary.
The State Department issued a travel advisory to China, and we have some new information from Houston, Texas. Two fatalities are now confirmed after a warehouse in that city exploded in the pre-dawn hours today, rattling windows for miles, damaging several nearby homes. The fire department is monitoring toxic materials.
We are having crews do an assessment, air quality assessment, and we're not getting any negative readings.
It appears to be a chemical explosion. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Mostly cloudy skies and a storm for the end of your work week. It's looking like more rain for the valleys with additional accumulation of snow in the mountains.
It's pretty quiet for tomorrow. And then we've got another system that moves in on Sunday. This one also brings in more rain and snow showers, but it's going to be warmer initially before that storm gets here. I mean, we're talking about temperatures hovering around 50 degrees for the first part of Sunday, and then at least by Sunday midday, and then the wet weather getting here by Sunday afternoon.
Temperatures by the end of the weekend climbing into the upper 40s, highs in the lower 40s for the first part of next week.
Coming up on KSL, let's see, it's Friday. What does that mean? Oh, yes. News Masters of the Universe.
My favorite time of the week. And Triple Team Traffic.
I-15 at normal speeds right now, southbound from Ogden and northbound from Provo. If you're heading to downtown Salt Lake, I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mary Richards and Lee Lonsbury join us next. KSL News Time, 8:35.
We love our KSL listeners, so we're giving away $500 and free gas three times a day for weeks. Earn your Maverick fuel card at KSLNewsRadio.com. Then listen to KSL News Radio, Utah's news station.
Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Is it too early to do spring cleaning?
We bring the springtime with us, ma'am.
Just walk around and point at junk you wish would disappear.
Point? Wow. You really do bring the springtime.
We leave behind happy places.
And happy faces.
We work until midnight 7 days a week.
And we can be there in 90 minutes.
All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
When we reflect on the last year, we're filled with gratitude. We appreciate that Shane Company customers allow us to be a part of the most important moments in their lives. Because of this, every day our team goes above and beyond for you, like a friend would do. We travel overseas to hand-select the prettiest diamonds, rubies, and sapphires at their sources and pay with cash. This allows us to cut out all middlemen and their markups and pass those savings on to you. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts educate and guide you so you will get the most beautiful jewelry for your budget. We also have many great financing options. Choose what works best for you. Start the new year off right. Come to Shane Company for the most beautiful and unique jewelry at the best value in town. Now you have a friend in the jewelry business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
For the best value on unique jewelry that's made to last, visit Shane Company.
You know you're in trouble when one of your contestants says, "I saw a former contestant Googling while they were in the studio." Is that allowed?
What do you say, Tim? Is that allowed?
No, probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
Probably not. I'll take that wiggle room.
No, let's say no. You know, I remember what that was. It was a tiebreaker, and they were not going to get it.
Oh, they did need to Google.
But you can tell Lee has spent time in Washington, can't you? He's trying to bend the
rules. Probably. Let's get a definitive answer here.
Mary Richards and Lee Lonsbury join us here for the News Masters of the Universe. We've got a prize today, and I'm wondering.
Oh, is this a prize?
Can we just end it today so I can
take
these tickets?
No, we cannot. It's a pair of tickets to An Evening with Amy Grant. Hello.
Cool.
April 9th at the Capitol Theater. By the way, tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at saltlakecountyarts.org. And I tell you, Mary, that you are playing for Yvonne King of Murray.
Okay.
No pressure. And Lee Lonsberry, you are playing for Jason Stewart of Lehigh.
All right, Jason, here we go.
I told you I had a crush on Amy Grant.
I know you do.
Oh, my.
All right. Well, not now. I mean,
is that one of the questions?
In my earlier.
No.
But let's get to it here, and I'll start with Lee. First question. This week we celebrated National Hot Sauce Day. The Cholula Company was offering people free hot sauce for life if they were willing to put the tattoo on their body. What was the tattoo? Was it A, a copy of Andre Kirilenko's massive back tattoo?
Oh, boy.
I don't even know what that is. Ugh. B, a Popeye's chicken sandwich tattoo, or C, a bottle of fry sauce tattoo, or D, a bottle of Cholula hot sauce tattoo.
A bottle of Cholula makes sense.
That's what it was.
See, is that it?
Boy, ooh, we're getting easier tough. And easier.
Okay. Okay. I know that because I have one myself. Have a look.
Can you get closer to the camera? Listeners, enjoyment.
Love hot sauce.
All right. See that in your brain now. All right. Here we go, Mary. Starbucks is jumping into the imitation meat market. They're going to add plant-based meat items from what company? Is it A, Bubba Gump Shrimp?
Oh, yeah.
Is it B, ExxonMobil? Oh, no. That's terrible. Is it C, Beyond Meat? Or D, Dunder Mifflin?
Dunder Mifflin. C, the Beyond Meat.
It's Beyond Meat. Okay. Good. We're off to a good start.
You wouldn't want to taste that ExxonMobil non-meat
petroleum-based pork is outstanding.
No.
Don't dismiss it so
Petra
quickly.
Pork. I feel like there was some sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? People who are in Washington trying to get your attention.
Lobbyists.
I think there's some mob lobbyists going on here.
Yes.
All right, move along, Amanda. 8:39, let's get a check of Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. We'll be back, by the way, guys. Let's go over to the traffic center, Andy.
Still looking good on the freeway, I-15 all clear. No delays on Bangor anymore. 56th West running clean all the way from Taylorsville. Or I guess Kearns, all the way to the 201 freeway, and no delays coming out of Tooele County, Eric.
If you're over on Foothill Drive, that's getting a lot better. You still have just a touch of slowdowns between I-80 and the University of Utah. I-80 into the mountains, that's in good shape right now. You got dry roads up to Parley Summit and on to the Kimball Junction exit and starting to get a little bit busy on SR-224 going down to Park City. Jason.
Just a little spot of bunching now southbound I-15 at about 6th North in the Rose Park area. Otherwise, still moving at good speeds along the rest of I-15, the West Side Belt, Legacy, and 89, even 84. In both directions is moving free and clear. It's the sale you've been waiting for, Mr. Max Winter Clearance Sale. Brand names, clearance prices on suits, coats, shoes, ties, and shirts. Spot red tags for more savings at all 9 Mr. Mac locations. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. There is a good chance we're going to get some more precipitation this afternoon. Let's check back in with Grant Wayman.
The storm's moving in along the Wasatch Front, but this one gets here into the afternoon hour, so it's pretty quiet this morning. We'll get up to like 45 or so. And right around the noon hour, we will expect the showers to move in. It's mostly going to be rain here in the valleys. Rain showers and snow showers mixed, and then some snow in the high elevations. A little accumulation, though. And 45 is going to be our high by the middle of the day. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer up to 46. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 36 downtown.
See, now, if only the contestants could make up questions, because Lee Lonsberry, that was a great question. So what two beverages are the senators allowed to have during the impeachment trial? Now, you can't do that, but you already know the answer.
Water and milk.
Water and milk. No Diet Coke and no coffee.
What if you're lactose intolerant?
Yeah, that would be a problem. Still have the water. Anyway, we'll come back with more of the News Masters of the Universe coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for riding along on this Friday with Utah's News Station.
For 10 years, we've run with the Wall Street Bulls and have seen our personal wealth soar. But are the Wall Street Bears around the corner? Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group, and his team want to let you know that if you're nearing retirement, you might be sitting on one of the greatest windfalls in investment history. But now's not the time to get careless about your nest egg. How long can we run with the bulls? No one knows, but a smart investor will know what their exposure is and take steps to protect what they have. Call the New Millennium Group at 888-999-6370 or visit them online to find out if you're exposed to volatility. There are simple rules that they follow, and it's not about selling you products or frightening you out of the market. It's about doing what's right for you, your family, and your personal situation for the long haul. Call the New Millennium Group right now at 888-999-6370 or visit yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com. They'll help you run with the bulls while keeping a watchful eye out for the bears. New Millennium Group is here to help you protect what you've saved, grow it, and keep it for life.
It's a new year. Let's build a new you. Utah Home Fitness will start by saving you a ton of money during our resolution sale, our biggest sale of the year. For example, with 0% financing, you can be working out at home on a Precor commercial quality 400 series treadmill, the kind you see in health clubs and resort hotels, or with an Inspire Home Gym perfect for a
Garage Gym for just $94 a month. See stores for details. And friends, once you own home fitness equipment from Utah Home Fitness, you'll see the benefits of getting a health club quality workout in the comfort, the security, and the convenience of your own home. Come in, try out any piece of equipment in our stores, and shop with confidence because we're better than anything online, price-wise, selection-wise, and service-wise. Start thinking better, feeling better, and looking better in 2020. Start now during our resolution sale. Utah Home Fitness, three locations, Woodhill Village, State Street in Sandy, Station Park in Farmington, and at utahhomefitness.com.
When you want a brand new kitchen, there's nothing to it. There's a brand new way to do it.
100% on time, 100% guaranteed, 100% wow. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath delivers all that, all in 3 days. Here's how it works. Create a kitchen idea, give them 3 days, and suddenly your kitchen becomes the centerpiece of your home. A place where everyone gathers no matter how much room you have in the house. Every project is 100% on time, 100% guaranteed, and 100% wow. Invest in your family and your home. Invest in a kitchen with 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. 3-Day Kitchen offers a 100% satisfaction guarantee and will complete the job to your liking guaranteed. They're in and out of your home in 3 days or less with top quality products and a great crew, and they're finished on time with no delays. Get details now. Start at 3daykitchenandbath.com. That's the number 3, then daykitchen.com. 3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
3-Day Kitchen and Bath.
For the top quality kitchen or bath of your dreams, visit 3daykitchen.com.
KSL News Time 844. Let's get our top national stories.
House impeachment managers are gearing up for their last day of opening statements in the impeachment trial of the president. The clock ticking. They have just under 8 hours left to finish making their case that President Trump abused his power and obstructed Congress. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce on Capitol Hill.
Trump's legal team argues abuse of power is not a crime and therefore not impeachable. But members of Trump's own defense team and his attorney general, Bill Barr, have argued the opposite, that you don't need a crime to impeach. Democrats even playing old video of Trump's top ally, Senator Lindsey Graham, from the Clinton impeachment trial.
I think that's what they meant by high crimes. Doesn't even have to be a crime.
Democrats now have one more day to make their case.
The trial set to resume 1 o'clock Washington time this afternoon. The president's defense right now is set to start making its case tomorrow in a shortened Saturday session, President Trump calling Saturday's hearing unfair. With continuing coverage of the impeachment of President Trump, I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
We continue on now with news masters of the universe. Mary Richards, Lee Lansbury here. They're playing for Yvonne King of Murray and Jason Stewart of Lehigh. If I can get Yvonne or Jason just to agree to take me with them
That's
to the
happening.
Amy Grant concert.
If Tim wins today, does that mean?
Yeah, the prize is a pair of tickets to an evening with Amy Grant, April 9th at the Capitol Theater. Tickets on sale today at 10 a.m. at saltlakecountyarts.org.
Cool. All right, questions now get just a little bit tougher.
Oh,
and I think it's Lee's turn.
This.
Let's go back to Lee. This airline made headlines this week when it announced it was going to give employees 2 months' worth of extra pay as part of the company's profit-sharing program. What's the name of the airline?
Oh, shoot. Shot in the dark. It's a big one. Delta?
Delta.
It is Delta.
All right.
Well,
nice job. Nice job.
Whew.
All right. Fine.
Oh, man. I'm sweating.
All right. Fine. Super. Okay. Mary, over to you. Adidas is teaming up with this singing superstar to launch a new collection of clothing that includes jumpsuits, cargo pants, and hoodies. Who is this singer? Think Lemonade.
What?
I didn't get a clue. That
yeah, well,
didn't help.
It's in the script. I don't know. See, that didn't help me either.
Oh, no.
Put your arm down.
At what point may I steal?
Oh, no. I was going to steal that one because you were pretending like you didn't know, but you
knew. Gustavo knows it.
Is it Beyonce?
It's Beyonce!
Oh,
yes!
Oh my gosh.
See, I had
good job, Mary.
York.
I love her.
All right.
I should have known more about her.
I love her, but I don't know one of her biggest hits. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Oh, I got it. Lemonade. Got it.
All right.
Got it.
One of the world's most recognized tech CEOs will be making a visit to Utah before the end of the month to speak at the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit. Who is this CEO?
I'm actually working on getting him onto my program, Live Mike. This is Marky Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg!
I look forward to that interview.
That'd be great. If you get that, that's going to be awesome. Okay, Mary. Okay. The U.S. Department of Transportation says it's going to change the rules when it comes to allowing pets on commercial planes as emotional support. The new rules say only this type of animal will be allowed to be a support animal if it has proper training, and the answer is...
It'd be like a real service animal. Mm.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like a real, for like the blind or like the, yes. just a service, not,
like
but not a
like
support one.
Like a guinea pig or an alligator?
Like a dog.
It's a dog.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Thank you. No potbelly pigs.
No iguanas.
Birds.
A little mini horse was on a flight once.
Oh, right.
Birds.
My favorite was the peacock that they tried to get on board.
Oh, I remember that.
Every time his feathers got ruffled, somebody in the back row got knocked out.
Oh, that's good. I need you in here all the time. Yeah,
Tim's trying to go to win the.
I need you
grants.
In here all the time.
All right, let me win this thing already.
Price is Right style, so it's the closest without going over.
Oh, right, yes.
Netflix appears to be holding its own in the streaming wars. Even after the launch of Disney Plus, the company says they added how many subscribers during the fourth quarter?
Oh,
just in the fourth quarter.
No. In the fourth quarter, they added 8 million subscribers.
Oh, look at them both looking at me. So Price is Right. I don't think that's that many, so I'm going to go 5 million.
Lee is pretty darn close.
Yes.
It's 8.8 million.
All right.
Yay.
All right.
Lee gets it.
Wow, that is
you hear that,
lot.
Jason?
That's a lot.
You're going to the show.
All right. Don't get too confident.
Oh,
it's not over yet.
Oh, it's not over?
One more.
Oh, my gosh. One more. A 10-year-old girl from Stansbury Park Elementary School has won a $1,000 scholarship for growing a rather large cabbage. How much did this cabbage weigh?
Whoa. Who goes first here?
No,
Mary.
I do.
Okay,
how much did it weigh? A cabbage? Oh, gosh. Pumpkins can be like hundreds of pounds. So a cabbage, I'm going to say, like, it was like 67 pounds.
One pound.
Lee steals it.
Oh, my God.
It was 15 pounds, 2 ounces.
67.
I think that means Lee wins.
Oh, my gosh. Jason Stewart.
Hear that?
You are going to see Amy
Grant. Lee remains undefeated. 2-0, right?
2-0.
Yes.
2-0.
But you were both great.
Oh, thank you.
Well done.
Oh, that's
well played, Mary.
Good job.
Well done.
That's right, Lee. You get to say, I have the power.
I have the power.
This is fantastic. Let's do this again.
Okay. Absolutely.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. As Andy is reminding us, the only reason you won the first one was because the contest was rigged.
Oh, my
God.
But, gosh.
You know, I don't think that was very nice to say, Andy Farnsworth.
Andy Farnsworth.
Turn
aren't
Andy
there,
on.
Aren't there roads you should be monitoring?
Oh, yeah.
A poor sport from
Let's
the other
not
road.
Forget how cheap the first victory came.
Okay. All right, move along. That would be...
It's 8:49. We'll look forward to Live Mike with Lee coming up later this afternoon. It is 8:49. Time for us to get a look at Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America's Investment Services. Okay, you can say it now if you're really hurting in there.
Well, I just felt wronged, and wrongs don't go away that easily.
No, that was weeks ago.
Okay, so I remember it was weeks ago. There's not really anything going on in traffic for northbounders. There's a little bit of slowing right after 106 South, and then you're clear the rest of the way into downtown. 215's West Belt, 201 Freeway. You're also looking good, Eric.
In Utah County, you're looking good as well. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, we've got no accidents or delays on I-15. A city street still starting to fill in now in Provo. For instance, University Avenue northbounders, that's slowing approaching the 800 North intersection. Jason?
Well, looking at some big-time slowdown now. Southbound I-15 around 23rd North in the Rose Park area. You got lane restrictions due to some construction. That's what's causing the delays through there. And that's going to last from 23rd down to about 6th North as you make your way into Salt Lake City this morning. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast. Is there any snow or rain? Over to you, Grant.
Clouds to start off for today. It's pretty quiet for the morning commute, but afternoon drive, got some rain showers moving in. There could be some snow mix in there, too. Highs at 45 before the showers get here. Partly cloudy tomorrow and 46. And then more rain and snow showers for Sunday afternoon. But the high that day up to 47. Partly cloudy most of Monday. 42 is the high. A lot of clouds on Tuesday. We're up to 41. More the same Wednesday. 41. And then more clouds Thursday. Up to 42. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now it's 35 downtown.
Fun to know our listeners play along at home. One of our texters says the clue of lemonade made me think it was pink.
Oh.
As in pink lemonade.
Oh, right.
Be a pretty good clue,
That's
actually.
That's good, yeah.
Thanks for the text. We'll take a quick break and check your money news when we come back. Just tell you about the 2019 Car and Driver's Best Midsize Pickup. We're talking about the Honda Ridgeline, and Scott put me behind the wheel there at LHM Murray. I just want to dispel any rumors that if it's midsize, you're not going to have enough room to get everybody you need on the inside. It seats 5, and I'm not lying when I tell you that there is more room in the back seat of this midsize truck there than there is in the front seat of my full-size truck. And, of course, it comes with all the great Honda extras, collision mitigation, braking, lane-keeping assistance, road departure mitigation. You're going to love this new Ridgeline.
I've been driving the brand-new Civic from Ken Garf downtown. There is so much to love about this Civic, in addition to the way it looks, which is beautiful. It's got the wireless phone charger. It's got the the seat warmer front and back. It's got the one-touch moonroof. It's got these intuitive controls. So before I even know I want to change something, it changes it for me. You're going to love the Honda Civic.
And the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
In 1956, Mom and Dad bought the vacant lot across the street. The master bathroom had a very purple toilet with a matching purple sink. We resisted replacing the dated purple 64-year-old toilet because we couldn't find a purple one to match the sink. A while ago, we replaced the purple tank with a white tank and put a plush purple tank cover over it. The bowl was still purple until yesterday. Dun, dun, dun. Getting up and down off a toilet shorter than a chair just got to be too much for Mom, so we put in a white, comfort height, elongated Gerber Viper toilet. She wonders why she waited until she was 92. She says it doesn't match the sink, but it matches the toilet paper. Want one? I can't give you Mom's price, but for $399 installed, it won't cost you much more than we pay. Seriously. In standard height, it's just $299 installed. Call Whipple Service Champions 801-444-FAST. 801-444-FAST. For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The markets have turned negative here in the last hour or so. The Dow off 13.5. The S&P is down 7. The NASDAQ headed the other way, up 2 points.
Time for Jazz Notes with Cleon Wall.
The NBA's All-Star starters were announced, and Utah had no one voted into the game.
Oh, nuts.
Not that it was a big surprise with names like LeBron James and James Harden. Rudy Gobert received the 9th most composite votes for front court players, and Donovan Mitchell received the 5th most votes for backcourt players. We'll find out if they make it as an all-star reserve at the end of the month. A guy who did get enough votes is Luka Doncic.
Here comes Doncic with a drive and a scoop and a score.
The second-year Mavericks guard scored 27 points and dished out 9 assists in the Mavericks win over the Blazers. And he'll be in town to face the Jazz tomorrow afternoon. Should be a good game. Make sure you download the latest Jazz Notes podcast with Kyle Ireland and I as we discuss all-star votes and midseason grades. With Jazz Notes, I'm Cleon Wall, KSL News Radio.
Hi, Doug Wright, and after 50-plus years in broadcasting, I'm ready to vacation. Morris Murdoch Travel has invited my wife, Dee, and me to host a Canada and New England fall foliage cruise. That's coming up in October. We'll enjoy the splendors of fall colors in Boston, Portland, Maine, St. John, Halifax, and Bar Harbor. We'll see other beautiful historic sites on this Canada-New England cruise aboard Royal Caribbean's Brilliance of the Seas. Call Morris Murdoch today. Join us on this charming cruise experience. You can book online at morrismurdoch.com/KSL, but hurry, this cruise will sell out. Best staterooms go quickly. Or you can book the cruise adventure at the 24th annual Morris Murdoch Travel Show, January 24th and 25th at Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Dee and I will be there on Saturday, January 25th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Stop by and say hello. We're talking cruising and vacations.
Come on and get away, Morris Murdoch.
Come out and see us at the travel show. I hope you can join us.
Today, I'm a computer engineer, but my great-great-grandfather was a printing press operator, and his father was an apple farmer. Thanks to technology, discovering my family story was easy, and you can discover yours at RootsTech, the world's largest family and technology conference. Register today for RootsTech 2020. Don't miss this incredible 4-day event, February 26th through 29th, and discover how to make family connections to the past, present, and future. Join thousands of people from all around the world and learn from over 300 classes on topics such as DNA, capturing family stories, and preserving legacies. Hear from celebrity keynote speakers and entertainers such as Emmett Smith, David Kennerly, and Ryan Hamilton. Day passes start at just $99. Discover your family. Discover yourself. Discover your roots at Roots Tech, the world's biggest family celebration and DNA event, February 26th through the 29th at the Salt Palace. Register today at rootstech.org.
Select Health wants to help those that help others. The Select Health Awards rewards individuals and organizations in Utah that are working to improve the health of those around them. Each year, 20 well-deserving organizations will receive $3,000 and a marketing package worth over $20,000 to further their missions. Whether it's keeping kids active, helping kids with disabilities, Select Health wants to lend a hand. Applications are being accepted now through February 29th. Apply online today at selecthealthawards.org.
8:59. Let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Andy?
And right now, I-15 northbound looking good all the way from Draper to downtown, even State Street, Redwood Road, Bangor Highway. All of your arteries going north towards Salt Lake or heading east or west across the valley are looking very nice for a Friday, Eric.
New crash in Utah County, but this is the off-ramp to Pleasant Grove Boulevard. The right lane is blocked. This is northbound I-15. The right lane is blocked on that off-ramp itself, so just be a little bit careful as you exit there. I-15 in Utah County overall, that's a pretty good picture of normal travel times. Jason?
Now we've got our first significant slowdowns of the morning. It's southbound I-15 in the Rose Park area. Lane restrictions due to construction. It looks like the right lane is closed there, and so traffic is moving through there, but definitely a lot less than 70 miles an hour. Got junk? Call 1-800-GOT Junk. They make junk disappear for homes, businesses, retail, construction, and more, with friendly, uniformed teams helping you eliminate just about anything responsibly. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Right now, 35 downtown.
It's the movie show next on KSL News Radio.
Have a great weekend.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services.